Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Let's welcome tonight's guest. His idea of bodybuilding is filling a building full of bodies. Host of the quiz show on Fox Nation, Tom Shalhoub. He's no Iraqi, far from tacky, and chews no tobacco. It's comedian Joe Mackey. No friend of George Pataki. She finds window shopping a pain. Host of Sincerely Cat on Fox Nation, Cat Timp. His Christmas stocking had a Humvee in it. My massive sidekick and host of Nuff Said on Fox Nation, Tyrus. They pulled a campaign because it included champagne. Tropicana has apologized for posting pro-mimosa content. Oh, my God. On social media after an online mob said it glorified alcoholism. The hashtag Take a Mimoment ad campaign showed Tropicana and champagne hidden in mini fridges around a house and suggested parents take a break from their hectic lives by enjoying a delicious mimosa. Some saw the ad as a relatable, lighthearted joke, but others said it encouraged people to deal with stress by drinking in secret, which I do for enjoyment, which is a sign of addiction. Ooh, I should have read that. And it's no laughing matter. So Tropicana apologized, or tropologized, if you will. I wish I was drunk now. Saying they were sorry for hurting anyone who was disappointed or offended, boo, and that they value the criticism. Once again, a corporation caves, which means the next corporation will cave too, and the humorless mob wins again. Kat, what do you make of this, this, I was trying to push mimosa and controversy together, but I realized I couldn't do it.
No, yeah.
Mimosa-versy?
Thank you.
Mimosa-versy, yeah.
This mimosa-versy.
Look, how is a grown adult getting drunk off one mimosa was my first question. You can have a mimosa and be fine. Also, I feel like if you are someone who sees this orange juice commercial and then immediately locks yourself away from your children and proceeds to get hammered, I feel for you. I also don't think it was the commercial.
No,
I think you probably had some underlying. I mean, like, we can't joke about alcohol now.
I know.
I think you can joke about anything.
Yeah.
You should joke about anything. Alcohol shouldn't even be, of course.
And, you know, Joe, it is kind of unrealistic to have a refrigerator in your bathroom. So I don't think this was meant to be taken seriously.
Right.
It could be a warm mimosa. I don't know. But the point is, if you saw that ad and thought it was making fun of addictions, you're either lying or you're stupid. Mm-hmm. And I don't understand why people are always caving to our stupid idiot liars.
Yes.
It was making fun of how difficult it is to be a parent. Mm-hmm. And I don't know anything about that, but I do hear a lot of belly aching. What I don't like is how these companies are apologizing. I'd rather drink the orange juice from a company that's like, hey, don't be upset about everything. That's the orange juice I want in my mimosa.
Yes, exactly. I'm going to boycott humorless orange juice companies.
I agree.
And where is Anita Bryant when we need her most? But no, half the people don't even know what I'm talking about. I don't care, Tyrus. I don't care. Where do you stand on this issue?
I'm mad at Tropicana. You know, I just, why do we? It's a mimosa.
Yeah.
It's like the tricycle of drinking bikes. Now, if this was done by Jägermeister or whiskey or tequila, yo, kids getting rough, hit the shots in the bathroom. Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe then.
That's a bad commercial.
Yeah, maybe then. But it took me till this story to say it right. My half my life, I thought it was hermosa because I had only seen women drinking. Like, I had never, me and the fellas were never like, yo, you guys thug-mosing it up tonight? You know what I'm saying? Like, champagne, orange juice, who's in? It's literally, what is wrong with America? Like, this is a micro, and trust me, the people complaining didn't have kids.
Yeah.
Literally like, oh my God, it's so offensive. My wife owns a weight loss company, Sensible Meals, right? And people will call in and they'll be like, hey, what do I got to do to lose weight? And she'll be like, well, you have to eat less and you have to be more active. fat shaming me. Yeah. Like, they don't want the truth. They just want drama. You know, like, this is what they do. It's just unbelievable. I'm like, don't answer the phone.
By the way, Tom, it just dawned on me that the real outrage would be, oh, a child could crawl into that little refrigerator.
I know, it's down a child level.
It's at the child's level. There's no lock on it. They're more worried about, oh, my God, that might tip off somebody who's looking for a drink.
Yes. And you can, let's face it, you don't need your supplies in the bath. You can carry a mimosa from the kitchen. It's only 20 feet away from
where
you need to
go. But you have to hide it.
Oh, I see.
Oh, that's it. Drink in front of your kid.
It looks like orange juice when it's a mimosa.
Yeah.
You
just tell the kid it's orange juice.
Right.
It's less than 7%. The kid can literally sip it. You'd be like, don't touch that, mommy's drink.
The name itself is bad.
Well, you gotta feel bad for this company because it's hard getting anyone to have brand loyalty for a mimosa. Like, oh, right. I only drink Tropicana mimosas, you know? It's hard to get that. And the thing is, you also got to feel bad for them because the only way you get attention is if you apologize because nobody pays attention to you until you do that big apology and then get on the news.
Yeah, we did this on this show. I did it as a monologue on The Five. It's just it just made the rounds. And now I want a mimosa.
I would argue if they came back with, looks like you need two, cheers, that we'd be talking about it right now.
You're right.
And would be... That's take true. The fight back to these groups.
And every time they fold, cancel culture just expands because they see how easy it is to get somebody to knuckle under.
We grew up on Foster Brooks, Greg.
Yes, playing a drunk.
I mean, and Otis the Drunk on Andy Griffith.
Yes.
Arthur the movie. Drunks were fun back then.
Then Cheech and Chong, stoned all the time while driving. Right?
Yeah, we had fun. We didn't take it.
Now they're horror movies.
Yeah, then you know what? Yeah, they are. All right, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Time once again for viewer mail. You write, I read, then we all make eggnog out of elf blood. As always, I'll pick it out of this sheriff's hat. Still doesn't know I took it from him. All right. First one. It's not a real sheriff, I think. Met him at a bar. Everybody was in costume.
Read the mail, Greg.
Okay, sorry. This is from Chris. What is the most regrettable and demeaning job, and don't say this show, that you've ever had? 20 extra points if you were a stripper to pay for college. We don't need that kind of filth on this show. Tom...
Well, I do open for Greg Gutfeld occasionally. No, those are great shows, Greg. Great live shows. But
just answer the question.
I did it all, Greg. I washed dishes. I worked in nursing homes. I was a roofer. You know, I'm like Hannity bragging about my blue collar job.
I repaired the roof of a rest home, and then I did their dishes.
I used to clean cigarette stains off of drop ceilings. That was probably the worst.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. That's pretty bad. What about you, Joe?
In college, I worked as a telemarketer for a month selling coffee over the phone. They fired me because I was too polite to the customers.
I know you'd be. I wish I could have seen that happen. Like, because you just weren't assertive or.
They gave you a book for every answer. You had a tab you would pull. So if they said, no, I don't have any money, and you would flip to the I don't have any money, and there would be a script of reasons. And I would just say, okay, thanks anyway.
You know what that is? That you taught you a valuable lesson. You don't want to be a telemarketer, and you're going to be something else. Kat?
It was about a year before I got the job on this show. It's not a job, but a gig. There was a YouTuber who was launching these Angry Bird cupcakes at a cupcake shop. So I had to wear an Angry Bird head that was very, very heavy. It was like 45 pounds and dance around for all the children for a couple $100s.
Video, please. Video.
There is video on the internet somewhere. Yeah. And I did that for about many, many hours, and I was very sore because it was heavy. It was a big head, and it was sweaty, and it smelled bad. But I hope the kids had fun.
I'm sure there's some kind of market
for
that video.
Thank you for
yes.
This job is great. So.
Tyrus?
I once was in the summer, went home for college, and a buddy of mine had an easy job for me to drive with him from California to Atlanta. We had to bring a car from a guy who was selling it to another guy. Easy gig, right? You know, you drive, I sleep. real cool. I pulled off for gas, and I was like, oh, I got to fill up the tank because it's on E. And as I was filling it up, he jumps out and goes, what are you doing? No, no more than half a tank. No more than half a tank. It can't be more than half a tank. I said, why? We'll get killed if it's more than half a tank. There's stuff in there.
Oh, my God.
I was like, say what? He's like, there's stuff in the gas tank. Oh, man. So I didn't sleep the rest of the trip.
Oh, my God.
And we're not friends anymore. We're not friends. We're not friends anymore. And at one point I said, well, what is it? And he goes, it isn't tied. So just just help me get through this, man.
Oh, man.
So we're not friends anymore.
That would be funny if it was something entirely legal.
Yeah.
Like bagels.
But why would you hide bagels in a gas tank?
Beanie babies.
Why would you hide bagels in a back? Yeah. I got a gas tank full of Beanie Babies.
I got it. I had
changed the tire. Nope, that's not a spare. So, yeah.
I had a job, I bottled soda. The only thing that was really awful about that was minimum wage was $3.35. And I watched a guy bottle his thumb. He bottled his thumb and his thumb came off in front of me.
Whoa.
That was pretty disgusting. But the worst job was one that I didn't get. I actually interviewed for the job as rat catcher in San Mateo County, where you'd have to go and set traps in the manholes. And they didn't give me the job. And I think it's because my dad, after the interview, told him not to give it to me because he says, I don't want my son being no rat catcher. No son of mine's going to be a rat catcher. Because see, he's a snake catcher. Yeah. And right. Snake catchers don't like.
Tough dinner time conversation.
Yes, exactly. All right, let's do another one. Ah, first concert. What was your first concert you went to, asked Josh. Mine was Gwar in Detroit in 1999. You know, Josh, we didn't ask you. You're not part of this conversation. You just asked your question. You don't answer it. Joe, what was your first concert?
I went to see the Monkees minus Mike Nesmith.
Wow.
In College, Pennsylvania. And I'll tell you what, it's too bad that once you get a reputation in the music industry, you can't change it, because those guys were really talented.
Oh, no, they were actually the Beatles times three.
I think that's fair.
No, they were better. Tom, they were better than the Beatles.
They weren't better than the Beatles, but they were talented, and they could all sing.
Yes.
They were all good singers.
Yes, and the instruments were secondary because they were being auditioned for their talent. But that's what was your first show?
Cheap Trick.
Oh!
Yeah.
I think so with me.
Cheap Trick. Great live band. Very loud. My ears were ringing the next day in school.
Okay, see, I'm in the same year, I saw the Police at Zellerbach and Cheap Trick at San Jose Civic Auditorium with Pat Travers.
Whoa.
Pat Travers opening, Cheap Trick, Blue Oyster Cult. Whoa. But then I saw the Police and this little-known band called The Knack. And Robert Johnson, not the bluesman, but a pop singer, guitarist, session guitarist open, who was fantastic. But I talk too much, Tyrus.
My first concert, my mother took me to Bruce Springsteen's concert.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, which would have been great. And then I was listening to it, and I was just kind of sitting there, and I thought, you know, he looks really familiar to me. And like, when he was on the big screen, I was like that, and I kind of slowly looked at my mother, and I looked back at the screen, and I was like, is that the guy from the first time we moved to California? She was like, just watch the concert. So I didn't really like the concert after that, because I was pretty, she was pretty excited when she got to dance on the stage for Dancing in the Dark when I was a child, and then I was like, I think we've met before. I think I was on my way to get Captain Crunch in the morning, and there's a guy who looks like he needs a shave with cigarettes on the couch going, hey,
kid. I knew
kid.
I didn't like him.
That is a great story.
Why did you take me here? Like, I just sat there the rest of the concert going, this guy sucks, man. I don't like him anymore. Like, I was like, wow. Thanks, Mom.
All right.
How'd you get these tickets again? These are really good tickets.
I don't think you can beat that story. Well,
no,
maybe
I
you can.
I went and saw the Violent Femmes in high school with my mom.
Oh, I saw them live. They were great.
I've seen them several times. They're really good.
Yes, yes, mm-hmm. yes. Also very talented.
Can't believe all these parents taking kids to the rock
concert. Well,
concerts.
My mom, she was like, I don't want you going without me. And then I couldn't find her, and she was crowd surfing. 50-something years old. I was like, well, good thing you came with me.
Yeah. All right.
Mom.
That was a great viewer mail. I hope you stuck around for that. All right, we're out of time. Watch our New Year's Eve special at 8 p.m. And thanks, Tom. Thanks, Joe. Cat, Tim, Tyrus. I'm Greg Gutfeld. I love you, America.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.